Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now, because she's somebody who I think we can all grow from, and certainly I'm hoping I can, is Olga Deutsch, who's a vice president at NGO Monitor. So the reason that we're talking about this now is that the United Nations has the facts on the hostages, and according to Israeli President Herzog, they are morally obliged to bring them home. Do you agree with that? Don't you agree with that? Olga, what do you have to say? Good morning.
Hi, thank you for good morning, and thank you for having me on your show again.
Thank you.
Well, in your introduction, you pretty much sum it up. I'm afraid that my tuning in might be rather boring, because I mostly agree with you. I think that United Nations have turned into mainly a systematic abuse of a good name that they assigned to themselves, and are making a mockery of the very notion of human rights, right? Where they have systematically failed those whose rights have been abused, and they have underrepresented them and absolutely made sure not to advocate for them. I mean, take a look at what has happened since October the 7th alone. You know, we have been talking and trying to flag the corruption of United Nations for decades now, and let's remember that they spearheaded the term Zionism is racism, right? It has been the UN conference in Durban, South Africa in 2001 that we have marked as the creation of the modern philosophy behind the political warfare against the Jewish state, right? Which is basically labeling it as apartheid, racist, and basically not legitimate. But let's just focus on what has happened since October the 7th, and that is an utter, complete failure to even say that Israeli hostages have rights, that the rights of the Israelis have been systematically and most violently abused. No one at the United Nations has said that or advocated that international community should make sure that the hostages are visited, or that their whereabouts, or the very fact that they are alive should be verified, that the International Red Cross should somehow intervene, and so on and so on. But not only that, they have gone on a very proactive escapade against the Jewish people, and not only the Jewish state, by systematically allowing for their platforms and systems to be abused in calling Israel apartheid.
It's invalidating
the legal ground.
It's invalidating.
Sorry?
Us. It's invalidating us.
Yes.
That's what it is.
It absolutely is. You know, we have gone over the years from, you know, a campaign to delegitimize Israel to a full-blown assault on our very legitimacy to have a state, canceling us, if you'd like. I like to use the term of their own. Now, the funny part is that United Nations is regarded on the world as the beacon of truth, right, and democracy, where in practice it's a collection of states, majority of which are not democratic. So it really is a joke, right, when you have some of the gravest violators of human rights residing over the committees that on paper are supposed to monitor and ensure that human rights of most fragile populations around world are protected. Yeah. Then it really is a joke.
Olga, I'm afraid that's where we have to leave it. I'm so sorry. I'm looking at the time, and
no,
I'm hating the fact that we're at 9 o'clock, because we have to go to news. But maybe we can speak again soon. And thank you so much for doing what you do, and just bringing us,
thank you,
you know, a sane perspective. So that is Olga. She is the vice president of NGO Monitor. And that's how we get to 9 o'clock. I apologize that your news is late. Thank you so much to the team. Thank you to Michael. Thank you.